Thank you and good morning. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office conducted a drug sweep across various locations in Eureka, as well as in Fortuna on Monday. After responding to three different homes in Eureka, law enforcement arrested four people, including 37-year-old Seth Mallow, who was listed on the most wanted list. Deputies also confiscated more than 5 grams of heroin and more than 3 grams of methamphetamine. Deputies also responded to a residence on Church Street in Fortuna and arrested two men, including 44-year-old Dwayne Bowie Jr., who was also listed yesterday as wanted for felony warrants. The Yurok tribe certified the results of their election at their board meeting on Monday. In the Pekwan district, Mindy Nat won her race unopposed, while Joseph James garnered 75% of the vote against Laura Borden in the East District race. In the South District, Lana McCovey received 69% of the vote in the South District race, beating out Sarah Smoker. All three will be installed on the board at a meeting next Wednesday. Sunday morning, Coast Guard Sector Humboldt Bay rescued a boat that was carrying five people 14 miles off the coast near Crescent City in Del Norte County. The call for assistance initially came in on Saturday night, and the reporting party said that while they were all safe, their boat was overcome by heavy weather. Due to the weather, the Coast Guard made the decision to let the storm subside until daylight, and they maintained communication with the five crew members until Sunday morning. A Coast Guard vessel was able to tow the boat to Crescent City, and no injuries were reported. 43-year-old Destry Gerard faces 3 years in state prison after he was found guilty of a felony charge and four misdemeanors in Humboldt County Court on Monday afternoon. The charges stem from an incident in March of 2015 when Gerard crashed his motorcycle into the south gate of the Sun Valley Bold Farm in Arcata and was rendered unconscious. A security guard called law enforcement to the scene, and the California Highway Patrol determined that he was under the influence of alcohol. Gerard became combative and injured one of the CHP officers, but was ultimately detained and was booked into county jail for felony resistance, DUI, as well as possession of drug paraphernalia and driving on a suspended license. Gerard will be sentenced on November 14th. The Eureka City Council will hold their council meeting tonight, and amongst the agenda items that will be discussed are a number of ordinances. The City Council will discuss a potential butane sales ordinance, which would implement restrictions when it comes to purchasing butane, a main factor in the practice of making a honey oil hash lab. An amended shelter crisis declaration will also be up for discussion at the City Council meeting, as they mull whether to adopt an amended resolution with additional sites for inclusion at the foot of T Street adjacent to the Samoa Bridge. The declaration would also prepare the sites to provide a temporary place to sleep from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. starting November 1st, and the approved sites would rotate on an as-needed basis indefinitely. An unsafe structures ordinance amendment will also be discussed at the meeting. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When Rex Bone was elected as a county supervisor, he had spent a lot of time preparing for the new job, and he had a great mentor in the retiring Jimmy Smith. But as Bone explained on Talk Shop, once he took office, the learning was just beginning, because since that day he has taken several classes to better understand how to do the job. Bone said that both the rural county representatives and the State Association of Counties provide plenty of opportunities for elected officials to learn their job.
With CSAC and RCRC, we have a couple of year conferences. One's a conference and one's a smaller get-together. And they always put some sort of training level. And CSAC has a great institute of learning, which puts on about 35 classes a year, both down, you know, L.A. side and Sacramento.
Bone went on to explain that learning isn't just for the supervisors. Other department heads have to keep abreast of changes to state laws and regulations as well, and that means ensuring there is money budgeted for training.
When you put in your budget, you put in, you know, there's going to be a certain amount that you have to send people off, the auditor, tax collector, because the rules are always changing. And you've got to be on top of it. I mean, there's an Auditor Controllers Association. There's a Tax Collectors Association. There's Assessors Association. Elections has an association. We have to do that training because we have to stay on top.
In addition to statewide training sessions, county employees regularly attend local training sessions regarding their jobs and their specific responsibilities. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.